Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes... I Call BS.
All right, here it is. I Call BS for today. What are we calling BS, guys? Is it something that happened at home? Is it something that happened in the NRL circles? I don't know where you want to go with this. And who'd like to kick off?
Yeah, I'll kick off. I'll call BS on the Penn family who have insisted that the naming of their, defended and insisted the naming of the new High Performance Centre is going to be named after the family. So it's the Penn High Performance Centre. I just don't get that. Honestly, like, with due respect to Scott Penn, who owns the club, has pleaded the hardship of owning the club and how tough it's been to keep the club afloat in recent years as a private owner. Fact is, he's given a grant every year that covers the salary cap by 30% on top of what he actually spends there. And to try and sit there and say, look, it's just been tough and he's going to honour his parents by naming it, when you've got football legends at the club like... Yeah, obviously Bob Fulton and Hasler and Tuvey and all these Menzies. Great names, Menzies. Yeah. Menzies, well, I know Bob Fulton, they're going to name a grandstand after him, but the fact is this.
Should just be Turbo's no one cares
in sport about administrators. No one cares. And to try and say at one point, that he's doing this to honor his parents and that they deserve it because of the financial hardship of recent years with COVID... Then at the same time, the sales staff have been told, don't go and sell the name of the High Performance Centre because it's going to be named after mum and dad.
Mm. Yeah.
It just contradicts itself.
Yeah, you would have thought Bob Fulton would have might been the obvious choice.
Well, you'd think so, given how much influence he's had at the club. He's the club's only immortal. He's had this enormous, even this year, the likes of Schuster and that coming through, he was instrumental in them coming to the club and putting those pathways to get them through. So... I think that's a little bit rich. As I said, everyone will forget the fan. And with due respect to Scott, I know he obviously loves his mum and dad, and they have been a significant contributor, but I don't agree with it. The other thing I think, too, is Josh Hannay, the Cronulla coach, like he's come out after the game last night saying about Will Chambers, if he can't, if Craig Bellamy couldn't change him, then I certainly can't. This is a week after... He complained about Will Chambers sledging in against Dylan Walker, saying that he didn't like it and all the rest of it. Let's be mindful of the fact that they scored two tries last night when Kane Evans, who was baited by Will Chambers, baited him to the point Kane Evans felt like he had to retaliate, threw a couple of punches, immediately sin bin. They scored two tries while he was in the sin bin. They nearly won the game because he was in the sin bin. And to come out after the game and still criticise your own player... saying you don't like it, get with the program. Come on.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a doubler for you there.
Yeah, that's a doubler, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's all right, mate. That's good. I love that sort of thing. What about you, Hoops? You got one?
Yeah, I'll call BS on the Tigers and that performance from last week. I know they're on here and they're up 18-12, Gordy, at the moment. West Tigers leading Canterbury a minute to go in the first half. But that performance against... what was a reserve grade strength Warriors side, missing at least half its salary cap, to not get players at dummy half at key moments, and the U and 8 can try off a short dropout. It's just not NRL standard.
Mm. Good one. That's not short and sweet. What about you, Gordon? You want to call BS?
Well, I did have one on sledging. I thought it was fantastic. And Will Chambers, the greatest thing about Will is he sledges everybody, right? Mm. Right. he'd sledge his grandmother. But he just stood there, took the punches on the chin, and just walked away. So he's just there to stand there and take it. And then the Warriors coach goes, "Will's too smart. He can sledge and still play to a high standard or to Will's standard." So I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And another one was on Tommy Trbojevic. I love him. He's got to drop the nice act because Craig Bellamy said through the week, you know, how do you stop Tommy? And he said something like, you know, I want some of my players to go out there with a shotgun. And they interviewed Tommy before the game and asked him, he goes, oh, yeah, well, it's all part of the game. When has a shotgun been part of it? When has a shotgun been part of our game? But Tommy's just that nice. Oh, yeah, well, it's just all part of our game.
Yeah.
I love him.
If we're going to call BS, I know we'll all agree with this. What about those jumpers, the Melbourne Storm wore last night? They look like lawn bowls shirts.
No, they're heritage jumpers.
They were terrible. I don't care. They're terrible. Oh. They were terrible.
Sorry.
What? And they're white with a little bit
sorry.
Of...
They
sorry, like, Antonio Marunio.
No, like yeah. lawn bowls shirts with the yellow collar and the blue sleeve. They were the worst.
Mate, what about the ones that South wore on Anzac Day?
Oh, hang on.
Mate, they look like the Waratahs.
Hang on. That's Anzac Day, mate. That's Anzac Day.
Mate, they wore blue.
Well, all right. Never mind. West Tigers 18, Bulldogs 12.
Have
you got another BS, Anthony? What's happening on the home front? Well, give us something out of the Little Bay compound.
Yeah, well, we've obviously Christine and I have been home in COVID. Now, yesterday she's blown up because she's like, she's got cabin fever as we all have. Before anyone complains, I said, can I raise this as one of my... Yeah, she goes, right, oh, yeah, I'm not going to listen to anyone, I never do. But, yes, she's got this thing, if she can't find anything, if she can't find the bottle opener or she can't find the keys to her car...
What are you saying, she's a drunk?
Well, no, she's taking advantage of COVID, though, Paul, I'll say that. If she can't find something, she'll say to me, do you know where the keys to my car is? No, I don't know, love, no. And she'll give you a look like, you do know, like, but you must have moved them or... So yesterday she goes, I can't find one of my running shoes. Do you know where it is? I go, no, I don't know where it is, duh. So she goes, right. You don't know where. Like I said, what would I want with one of your shoes? Like not even two of them, one of them. What would I want with one of your running shoes?
I was afraid to ask.
Yeah. Oh, didn't she blow up? Anyway, that's how it is, mate.
She blew up. What'd you do?
Well, I just said, look, I don't know. I mean, then
what'd she say to you? How'd she blow up?
Oh, she just said, well, you must have moved it because I left them right there and there's only one of them there now. Where is it?
Wouldn't that be a Picasso special? The hound got hold of it.
What am I going to do with one
with
shoe?
You could go and help your wife find it.
Well,
as Christine always knows, she's got my full support. So.
Yeah. I just thought that was a bit like, I mean, blame me for everything but one shoe? What am I going to do with one shoe? Mm. You know? Mm.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.